are listening to SBS.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.
You're listening to SBS News.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners are advised this story includes the name of an Indigenous person who has died. A solemn silence for Kumanjai little baby as mourners gather at a cemetery south of Embatwa, Alice Springs. While pre-elder and family spokesman Robert Granitz says many attending the funeral are wearing pink in honour of the five-year-old girl.
The pink reminds of the clothes that you used to wear and the times when we go in the evening, you see in the sunset and even in the early morning, you get to see there's a pink colour of cloud.
Little baby's extended family, including her aunt Senator Jacinta Nampajimpa Price, are among the hundreds who have come to pay tribute. In a eulogy read on her behalf, little baby's mother made a plea for her daughter to be remembered for who she was, not just how she died.
As a mother, my heart breaks into a million pieces. She was a gift. She was everyone's beautiful baby girl. She loved playing games on Mum's phone. She learned to play Minecraft because she watched her big brother Ramsiah playing Minecraft too. She loved watching Masha and the Bear and Bluey. She loved cuddling puppies. She loved music. She loved going to Hindi.
Pastor Rigilli, Paul O. Smith, led the prayers.
United by hearts that are both broken and grateful. Broken because a precious little life has been taken from us far too soon. Yet grateful because Kumanjai little baby was here. She was known, she was loved, she mattered.
A private burial followed at her final resting place, not far from where she was last seen alive. The search for Kumanjai little baby 3.5 months ago has had a lasting impact on the community. While her death has sparked a national debate, her family wanted this occasion to simply bring everyone together. The multi-agency operation to find the little girl and the person who took her was one of the largest in the Northern Territory's history. 47-year-old Jefferson Lewis was charged with murder and two other offences. Ever since, communities have been in cultural grieving, known as sorry business. Robert Granitz says it's an important way of marking the loss.
Making sure that you are being there to be helped and represent on your family from your communities, and that way we know that we are all connected in culture.
The case has also prompted controversial reform to the Northern Territory's child protection laws, with fears that it will erode the Aboriginal Child Placement Principle, which is designed to keep children connected to family and culture while in out-of-home care. Robert Granitz says it's been healing to see the community come together to farewell Kumanjai little baby.
And this has been the very first time when we're doing it for a little child. And this little child was so beautiful and everyone all remembered her with all these flowers and all the photos of her. Chinnanga means all in one. Everyone together, we are doing it in one.
Biwa Kwan, SBS News.
Did you know that your Wi-Fi router could be limiting your internet speeds? Especially if it's more than 5 years old. For setup tips on how to get the best out of your NBN connection, visit nbn.com.au/checkyoursetup.